Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
And I'm Matt Four.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now. Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, Chico. I'm your host, Vince Haney, for this segment of Chico Now, and I'm in the studio with a dear friend, Tom Tenario, and he's with Community Action Agency of Brew County, Inc. Welcome to the broadcast, Tom.
Welcome. Thank you, Vince.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, Tom. Mm-hmm. We have a good time before the show starts, trust
us. That's right. That is right.
So what brings you here?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Vince, because you know what? One of the unspoken reasons that I really enjoy this opportunity is because of the encouragement that I get. You know, frankly, you know, we're all and I think your listeners would probably identify with this, we're all busy doing life.
Yes.
You know, whatever that entails for everybody. But I think that what is always vital and important for all of us is to seek out those opportunities for encouragement. And brother, you encourage me.
You
know, it's just like the scripture says, iron sharpens iron. You know, it might mean some sparks fly, you know, because you know we've got the confluence of ideas and scripture and how do we live out our faith in the public marketplace with all of the issues that surround us. And I just really enjoy, you know, listening to you, listening to Andrew and to all the folks around KKXX. So you know, to your listeners, I just really appreciate this opportunity to be able to say that, you know, because, you know, this is a treasure that the Lord has allowed this community to have.
Yes, it is. And I love it. And I was just thinking about something you said, too, before we get started.
Yeah.
We're admonished by the scripture to encourage one another.
Yeah.
And you said iron sharpens iron. But yes, we're supposed to encourage one another in the faith, in what he said, what's written. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, what I thought I'd do with this segment is just acknowledge the fact that, you know, that with throughout this whole COVID-19 challenge that we've been experiencing, that yes, there are many, many signs throughout the area, both locally and beyond, of how things are reopening. You know, things are hopefully turning into something that resembles normalcy. And for us at the Community Action Agency, you know, that's looking like being able to return to what we do best, which is to help address needs that exist among the residents here in Butte County. So, for example, some of you may recall back in March when things really hit badly. At the time, Congress approved several measures that essentially allocated funds to be able to help address in one way or another the impacts of the COVID-19. And I think most folks on listening would agree that speed and government don't go in the same sentence.
Amen.
And so we're just now getting those resources in our hands to be able to do what we hope to do here and will do in the coming future. Things like, for instance, we've reopened up our homeless prevention program, and as we expected, we are starting to see some really high amounts of assistance requested because, you know, people have not worked, you know, and so they've fallen behind in their rent and they're on the verge of being evicted. And yes, the state is now lifting their
employment.
The
eviction,
right,
thing. Yeah.
And so they're lifting that. And so we're now starting to see some of these applications come in. So yes, we're open for business again. All you have to do is call our office, 712-2600. And that's our main number. And if you know of somebody who's facing, you know, some real serious situations where they're in arrears on their rent and possibly a landlord who's going to be evicting them, then we want to see if we can be of some help. Same thing on the utility assistance side. You know, we knew that during that period between March and July that you know, because of folks' work situations being impacted, that there was probably going to be a situation where people fell behind on their utility bills. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, PG&E, they show some love. Yeah, they don't do everything right. However, in this case, they did do something right. They put a cap on
shut off.
So we're now back open for business in our utility assistance program, and we're starting to see some of these higher amounts. Although the good news is that at least a fair number of folks use some of the extra unemployment benefits to help keep their utility bills under control. So we're seeing some spikes in the application amounts that we're getting, but it not the same as on the rent side. So those are some of the new manifestations that we're starting to see as we're reopening along with the rest of the economy. But we're also looking at some new stuff, and that's what I'm also excited about. Yes, we're able to return to some regular source of semblance of business, but in addition to that, we're now getting some funds in that are going to enable us to do some things. For instance, to increase the food solicitations to feed our food bank and enable us to do even more distribution of healthy food throughout our six county service area. And so we're really excited about being able to use some of those funds for that purpose.
But that's a good thing. You can use some of those funds for that, because everything costs money. Hey, and you're an anti-poverty agency. We understand that. Hey, this is Vince Haney, Chico Now. It's time for a short commercial break, and I'll be back with Tom Tenorio from Community Action Agency, Inc. Right back.
Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now. Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back, Chico. Again, I'm your host, Vince Haney, for this segment of Chico Now. And again, I'm in the studio with Tom Tenorio, Community Action Agency of Butte County, Inc. Welcome back to the broadcast, Tom.
Thank you, Vince. Thank you, Vince. And as I had started to mention during the last segment, you know, we're excited about being able to do some new things. Yeah, I had mentioned that with some of the new dollars coming in, you know, the whole intent was, you know, to respond or prepare for you know, pandemic type actions and situations. And so we're devoting some of those funding resources to being able to increase the amount of food that we're bringing in to, again, be able to just put it back out there for folks in need, because the need has increased. I don't think I probably have to, that probably doesn't come as a surprise to anybody, but you know, there are many folks who really are in need of healthy food, and that's what we're really glad to be able to help provide and address. In fact, there's a press release that went out in case anybody is in the South Oroville area on this coming Friday in Palermo. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page, but it's also out on all the media announcements. It's an unscheduled food distribution, 10 a.m. to noon, and I'll see if I can pull up before the end of the next segment the exact location. But again, you can go to our Facebook page or listen to up on the news, because Action News put it out this morning, as well as others. We were originally scheduled to be in Quincy, but because of the fires, they would not allow us to do it there. So we're not abandoning them. We're rescheduling food distribution up there as quickly as possible. But in the meantime, that allows us then to be able to conduct the unscheduled food distribution in Palermo. This coming Friday morning, the 28th. So again, keep a lookout for that, and send folks there over that way in case they would like to be able to participate.
So most of the distribution is going to take form of tailgate.
Most of them, right? Yeah, right. And this one is going to be different because it's going to have packaged food, and we received in a bunch of really really great packaged food that we don't normally get, and so that's why we're really excited to get.
So
that
what's
word
an
out
example
there.
Of packaged food?
It's a real combination of the various types of food, both canned as well as stuff that just really easy to make.
Right.
And it covers
good.
All the food groups and that kind of thing.
And
can definitely feed. I believe the estimate is four folks for up to 4 or 5 days. Kind of thing.
Okay.
So it's good size portions that we're going to be able to share on Friday. We're also going to be looking at using some of these resources then to help with something that I know everybody identifies with, and that is housing development. Now, people are going to say, well, I didn't know you developed housing, Tom. Well, yeah, we have. In the past, for instance, we built the Esplanade House Transitional Shelter for homeless families in Chico. We also built a 50-unit affordable housing property
in North Point,
in North Chico. Mm-hmm. And right now, we're in the process of securing financing on a 97-unit senior affordable housing project in the city of Redding. So, have resources, will travel kind of thing, and especially if there's needs that we can help out on. So we have done housing. I guess that's really kind of the point. And so we're right now engaging in conversations about how we can best use some of these limited resources, because anybody knows that developing housing is expensive. And especially if it's up on the ridge where it's critically needed. So we've identified some issues where some folks are not going to be coming back because they've relocated. There's too many barriers to rebuilding, and yet there's also an unexpected barrier where the property boundaries have been erased because of the Camp Fire disaster. And so we're looking at trying to match up the ability to redraw those property boundaries that would allow then landowners to donate that land. And then as that occurs, we're able to then help with a concept to be able to put some rental housing up there. That's really going to be our target. So I want to move real quickly into the fact that in addition to some of the new stuff, some of the contemporary stuff that the Community Action Agency is involved in has to do with the power supply, public service power supply shutoffs. The PSPS events, PG&E. We're entering into fire season. If folks hadn't been listening to the media,
we're in it.
and yet, there's going to be a lot of folks who are going to be affected by these power shutoffs. Well, the Community Action Agency is pleased to be able to play a role with at least the folks who are enrolled in the medical baseline programs of PG&E. And if that's the case, then we're actually going to be providing batteries to some of those folks to allow any powered devices that have to remain on during a power shutoff, so that the people who have those and need those are not going to be impacted. So we're putting the finishing touches on program design where people can then contact us, or we can reach out to the medical baseline folks.
Right. That's a good thing. Wow, Tom, always great having you here. You have a vast of information, but hey, it's not over. It's just time for a commercial break. Again, Vin Taney in the studio with Tom Gennaro with Community Action Agency. We'll be right back after the short commercial break. Vin Taney, Chico Now.
Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back, Chico. Again, I'm your host, Vince Haney, for this segment of Chico Now. And again, I'm in the studio with Tom Tenorio. He's with Community Action Agency of Butte County, Inc. Welcome back, Tom.
Hey, thank you again, Vince. And for this last segment, it just seems like time just flies by. And I guess I want to just pick up on something that you just touched on during the break, and that is, you know, whoever it is that's doing something, whether it's, you know, you behind the mic there or us, you know, in our agency, you know, trying to push program services out to folks, that it's always critically important that you have your purpose in mind, and in other words, that you have a vision.
Right.
And that because without a vision, the people perish.
Yes, they
do. And just hearing you describe, you know, what you've done with the congregation is inspiring to me, because I know that, you know, it's my goal to try to help make sure that our staff, our volunteers, always remember why it is that we're doing what we're doing.
The reason for existence. Why do we exist?
Right. Because, you know, without it, there's kind of an emptiness. If people listening to this program ever wonder, why, this is one of the reasons why. Because, you know, you get a reminder of the purpose that we all occupy on this little planet Earth in the universe, and it's to do good. It's to do, you know, the Lord's bidding. In this last segment, one of my original topics was going to be that next month, September, is what we call Hunger Action Month. And many folks remember that the Community Action Agency operates the North State Food Bank. And the purpose of it, again, is to just try to help meet the need for healthy food on the part of hungry families. And so people may wonder, well, okay, does hunger really exist in Butte County and in the North State? Well, yes, it does. I'm here to tell you that, you know, according to stats from Feeding America, which is a national organization, as well as our local state association, the California Association of Food Banks, you can check this out for yourself. Go to cafoodbanks.org. That one in of every eight Californians does not know where their next meal is going to come from. That's a measure of food insecurity.
Yes.
And it's really even worse for kids. And if anybody knows us, we know that we have a particular concern about how our next generation is going to be able to move forward, because they're the ones who are coming behind us. They're the ones who we really want to focus in on our efforts to keep healthy and to do well in school, because, you know, even if they're doing this virtually or by remote, that it's important that they are healthy. And so the fact that one in four kids in the state, you know, suffers from food insecurity is a real concern to us. And so it just really drives us to do what we can. Like I mentioned in an earlier segment, you know, if we get some extra money in, then we're going to devote that to how can we bring more healthy food into our warehouses, into our system, and then get that back out as quickly as possible. You know, we serve six counties. You know, there's Glen, Colusa, Butte, Tehama, Plumas, and Sierra. Some of them are more populated than others, but, you know, we still get out into the hinterlands, because people are there, and where people are, there's going to be that hunger. There's certainly a lot of poverty in California, a lot of homelessness, and those are issues that are so huge. Certainly, Community Action Agency of Butte County, Inc. is not going to solve them. You know, that's why there's a whole lot of folks, both of faith and those in government and other sectors, who are putting their heads together around, you know, these kinds of strategies and solutions. But at least For the here and now, with some of the temporal needs that we have, we're pleased to be able to then be able to focus in on how do we get some food into the hands of folks. And so that's what we're Hunger Action Month is all going to be all about. You're going to see all kinds of posts on our social media and other ways for us then to be able to raise that awareness. And if folks are of a mind to support our efforts to do that, then we would welcome that because it's a good thing to make sure that kids and families have their food needs met so that they can then prosper on the other side.
And that's a good thing, Tom. Again, I just wanted to say before we leave, that's why I have folks like you on the broadcast. I give folks like you an exclusive because I believe in the mission of your organization. And again, every time you come on the broadcast, I'm inspired by because you remind me of all the good things CAA does. You guys do a lot. I've worked for you in the past. I've been in the inside. I know what you do personally. And to come and get all these updates, to hear all these updates monthly is just an additional blessing. Well, so I just want to say, keep up the good work, but go ahead.
Thank you, Vince. Thank you. And thank all your listeners for tuning in because, it's a great group and a great opportunity for me to get the word out. We have always need for volunteers. So, just get a hold of us if that's something that is interest of you.
Well, thanks, Tom, for being on broadcast again. Always a pleasure. Hey, that's going to do it for me, Vince Haney, in this segment of Chico Now. Join us tomorrow where our host will be Scott Allred. Vince Haney signing out. But Chico Now.